Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донтсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мөрөлдөө.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with one of my best friends, Greg Romero Wilson.
A guy you are your best friend.
A guy you could always rely on.
That's right.
Whenever you want something, this dude.
You just, can count on me to let you down.
No questions asked. As well as Tyler Smith.
Hello.
It's gonna be a great show. It's just us.
You know, sometimes you forget he's Jewish.
Yeah.
And then
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish.
And then I know. So you can feel it the whole time.
I'm like, oh yeah, I understand.
It's the hunter. Both you guys are hiding it. Like if this were like in Germany, World War II, like you'd be the two that survived.
Oh yeah.
Because
for sure.
They couldn't tell that you were Jewish.
But even like when you do me a favor, it backfires. Like that job you tried to get me. Trying to give me a job, and you said, make sure I look at your questions before you submit them. And then I submitted them, and you go, you're too much like Greg Wilson.
I didn't say that.
That's what the guy said.
I know, because he's an asshole. I can't help if he's an asshole.
Anyway, it's going to be a great show.
He would have said that about any. It was so unfair, dude. Your submission was so much better than everybody else's. But because it came from me and Ben, he was like, no, too much like Greg and Ben. I mean, it was such a stupid thing to say. It was unreal.
Well, listen,
you were perfect for that job, and your submission was fantastic.
I'm kind of happy I didn't get it, to be honest.
It probably is better, though, because it was the worst fucking job in the entertainment industry.
It takes you out of everything.
It takes you out of everything. It's better than cruises, but only by this much.
I don't know, because the cruises, you have a lot of downtime.
It's writing for a game
cruises,
show.
You have a lot of downtime on cruises, though. You have a lot of time to just write for yourself on cruises. So that's...
Yeah, and be alone in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I know. It's
that sounds both, amazing.
They're both bad.
Only because you have a... I don't
do
want...
You, do
I
you have
wanna,
to come out of your room? Because if
anything,
you don't, then sign
you
me
don't,
up.
Yeah. You can just sit in there and just masturbate your brains out. I don't even think you do that. Do you get internet on the ships?
No.
They have
you
to
You
have
to pay for internet, and it's so slow.
Right.
Like to watch like one video on YouTube is like a 5-minute video takes you an hour. And not only
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah,
but
porn's
just,
not going to fly.
It's like
YouTube
old school dial up days.
Yeah. Even like Netflix, you have to download before you leave. And who has time to like, I don't have time to download like things before I leave. I just want to stream it.
I don't even know how.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I want to
you hit download.
I want to thank our...
That is a button?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, people, marijuana is legal in California, and you don't have to leave your house to get it, or your apartment, or your work. Just go to speedweed.com, and they will deliver whatever you need. THC, sex lube.
You don't have to leave your baby.
CBD, anything you need. They have marijuana. What did I give you? Marijuana coffee, marijuana...
everything.
Chocolate-covered blueberries.
THC, how were those?
They were delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you name it, macaroons... They got it, okay? They got it for you. They are going to take care of you, and it's going to be awesome. So go to speedweed.com, mention Roasted or MMA Roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. Also, I want to tell you about Nature's Oils Online.
What's up, people? I got to talk to you about Nature's Oils Online. A lot of people are hesitant to try hemp-derived CBD oil because they just don't know where to start. There are so many different products and brands, it's hard to know which product is right for you, how much to take, when to take it, and how to know if you're getting too much. Well, this family-owned business, that's right, family-owned, not only provides the highest quality U.S.-grown hemp-derived CBD products, but they also give personal guidance on choosing the right product and finding a dose that works for you. Their hemp is grown in the U.S., without the use of pesticides, and is mixed with organic MCT coconut oil. Each batch is third-party lab tested for potency and purity, and the results are posted on their website. They have a full spectrum of products, including full spectrum or whole plant hemp oil extract, hemp-derived isolate tinctures, hemp and emu oil pain balm, and full spectrum CBD dog chews. Yeah, I've been giving this stuff to my family. My dad's always in pain. He came over for Easter. I gave him a whole bunch of that. He is feeling so much better. My dog is actually acting like a puppy. He's 14 years old. My dog has had severe pain and all kinds of arthritis and cataracts and all kinds of stuff. He's loving it. He's loving these CBD dog chews. I'm telling you, okay? They're beef flavored. So he's in heaven. And all their stuff is available on naturesoilsonline.com and include free shipping within the continental U.S. You can call them directly to ask questions. I mean, how many family members businesses do that for you. Almost none. But you can call them directly or place an order at 469-525-3131. That's 469-525-3131. And as a special offer for our listeners, we're offering a 10% discount off their already reasonable prices. Listen to my baby. She's so excited about this right now. Now, I'm calling or checking them. Check it out. Just mention Adam10 to get 10% off your total purchase. Definitely check them out. Okay, it's Michelle and Christian, beautiful people, and they're here to help you guys, and they have a great product. What's up, people? Adam Hunter here, and like I said, okay, you got to check out Rockfin, rokfin.com/Adam Hunter, okay? All you guys over the years have been like, Adam, how do I support you? This is how you do it, okay? It's $10 a month. All right, you sign up, you get all my videos. Okay, I will put a stand-up comedy video. I'll put at least 3 or 4 a week. And I'm going to put at least 2 extra podcasts a week. At least 2, maybe even 3 or 4. Last week, we put Colby Covington. You will not believe the stuff he said. Okay, it's out of control. All right, but it's we also had Elias Theodoro on a podcast. All right, we also had B. Wynn and Pearl Gonzalez. All right. This week I got another one with Sean McCorkle, Anthony Burchek, all right? Putting extra podcasts on Rockfin, all right? You support me, $10 a month, you get extra podcasts as well as extra stand-up comedy videos, okay? Putting a ton of videos. After every single show, I'm putting a video up there, okay? So tons of stuff. Rockfin, that's how you do it, all right? You want to support the podcast, you want to get extra shows, R-O-K-F-I-N. Now, I'm still going to have podcasts up on SoundCloud and iTunes at least once a week. But you'll get an extra one on Rockfin. At least an extra one. Maybe even 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. All right? So check it out. Rockfin.com/Adam Hunter. Okay. Nick Diaz has videos. Ben Askren's got videos. I think they're adding more people. All right? All kinds of stuff. They're really, really good at supporting people to put up content. Okay? It's like a YouTube platform, but they actually pay people that put up content, all right? So if you want to support me and the podcast, you want me to put up extra stuff, I have more money to do all this stuff, support me on Rockfin, okay? I will not let you down. So check it out, rokfin/Adam Hunter. You can cancel anytime, all right? So if you join for a couple weeks and go, this is not what I'm into, just cancel, all right? But I won't let you down. So thank you guys, check it out. The Stanley Cup playoffs is underway in the NHL, and the Avalanche are taking on the Sharks, all right? Is your confidence high? Willing to place a wager? Don't know where to start? There's only one place to get in on all the action. Grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. They'll take care of you. They got sports, they got live betting, a virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred sportsbook online. And if you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to betonline.ag. But go to clnsmedia.com/winning and use the promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50. Yes. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Thank you. Okay, so it's going to be a great, great, great show today. I'm excited to have you guys here. I'm with the baby, of course. Had a crazy... First of all, yesterday, I was coaching wrestling yesterday. I was telling Tyler, and we have one kid who's probably our best kid, probably the best kid, one of the best kids I've ever coached. He just has it, you know?
Yeah.
But his biggest...
This isn't the Russian kid. This is somebody else.
That kid's amazing.
Yeah,
but
he's great, too.
But... this kid, he's just too hard on himself. Like, if he gets taken down in practice, he's usually giving up 20, 30 pounds. He starts, you know, you could see, like, just throwing temper tantrums or
sounds like he's got what it takes then.
Yeah.
You got to have insecurity to drive you forward, you know, to drive you to excellence. You know, you really have to be violently insecure.
That's the stuff champions are made of.
That's right. Look at Bruce Jenner.
Well, it's one of those things where I'd rather, it's like you can't teach heart, and I would rather have too much heart and a kid care too much than a kid not care. But then I've also seen it go the other way, where a kid cares too much, where he just quits or he gets burnt out.
Right. Or just too disappointed.
Yeah, too disappointed. Yeah. So I told him, like, I'm not gonna yell at the kid for that, but I told him, I said, listen, man, I understand what you're going through. When I was in high school, there was a kid that, like, named Chris, that was like probably one of the biggest idiots in my school, constantly getting in trouble. He was always like getting kicked out of school or running away or picking on kids or just being a complete doofus. But he was a decent wrestler. And one day, but he would always lose the big matches. He was like always inconsistent. But one day he picked me up and hit me with a double leg where he carried me across the mat and just slammed me on my head. And I was like,
oh,
and normally I
devastated.
I would murder this kid, but he got me that one time.
Right,
And I went back to my room and bawled I started crying and I was like throwing things. I was so humiliated, and I told that story. I go, and I was in high school, kids, and they were all laughing.
Yeah,
you know. But I said, so I get it. But looking back, I wish it was just a waste of time. There was nothing. I didn't get better because of that. Because of the way I acted.
Yeah, you probably did get better because of what he did to you.
Yeah, because of what he did, but not the way I reacted. Yeah. The way I reacted was just...
Are you kidding? That drove you to be a three-time, eighth grade, Lower Massachusetts state champion.
Listen, idiot, okay? It was...
Michael Scott.
You could even win whatever the hell that you just named. It was a four-time... Four-time.
Thank you, four-time.
New England.
Lower Massachusetts.
New England.
What is New England?
Upper Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, Maine, Massachusetts.
New Hampshire.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Rhode Island.
So like a half a state, and then
that's five states right there.
States, quote unquote.
Yeah, that's true. They're the size of counties, though.
Well, Massachusetts is real small. Give me New Hampshire's big. Look, I was
two skinnies.
I was only the fourth kid in the history of the whole tournament to ever do it.
Yes.
All right.
And it was just private school kids.
Yeah, and most kids started when they were sophomores, but so they couldn't technically even do it. But still,
4 years in a row, you were a year ahead of the
You know, state champ is a state champ.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why it was impressive, though, because there was a lot of post-grads, which is so stupid.
That makes no sense.
They've already graduated,
yet they're allowed to finish competing?
Yes. A lot of kids at prep schools, they recruit post-grads. And they go to an extra year at Exeter, Andover, or some of these high schools, because that way they can get to a better college. So those kids are technically freshmen in high school. So I had to go against a lot of those kids.
Yeah.
Which they were good athletes because they were recruited, but they were also, which is also crazy because then the kids redshirt a lot of times their freshman year.
Right.
So now they're 2 years older.
Yeah.
So now they're 19-year-old freshmen, you know, which is old.
Yeah,
you know?
It's old, not fair.
19-year-old seniors.
But you took them down.
I took them down and pinned
them. That's right.
Hell yeah.
And it was because of that fire that made you tear up your room and cry like a sissy.
But there is a little bit of, it can be self-destructive.
Oh, completely. Yeah. But you know what? I think that's just a testament to the emotion of youth. I mean, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's easy to look back now and be like, I wish I'd seen it as what it doesn't matter and everything. But when you're a kid, you know what I mean? Your emotions are running so high, and they're right on the surface.
Yeah.
You don't know how to hide them. You don't know how to control them. They just run violently through you.
Oh, that was me up until like 22.
That was me. And I'm still that person.
Yeah. But not only that.
Only with my rage.
Right.
Just bursts of rage, and then I'm good. But
not only that, though, but we're also competing now as coaches with video games. We have so many kids that don't even come out for the team because they're stuck on video games.
Yeah.
I mean, now kids are watching other kids play video games. They're not even playing.
I was going to say, but I hate to say it, but video games are kind of the sports of the future. I mean, esports is kind of taking over.
Are they, though?
And they absolutely are.
We're like the last country to catch on, but there's like worldwide
video games. League of Legends.
They make millions of dollars.
How many of those are actually making millions of dollars?
The same amount of golfers that are making millions of dollars.
I was going to say, exactly.
The same amount of swimmers, the same amount of
basketball players.
Ice skaters.
Not many.
Like, Exactly.
Right. So, but it's like, they're looking at it with the same odds. There he is. With the same odds of hey, I could go pro in this. Hey, I love doing this. Hey, I want to do something I love for a living. Right. And at this point, it isn't as radical an idea as some kid going, I want to be a professional football player. Well, I want to be a professional hockey player.
Exactly.
I got to put in all the time now forward.
And this is the first time that there's ever been that option for the kids who couldn't, who don't play sports.
But don't you think most of those kids are going to end up like CB Gold? Like, no offense to CB, I love you. But
except
like,
that I use your name. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
just like most high school athlete stars end up doing jujitsu at, you know, some little gym or like.
No, but I'm saying they're going to be 30 years old. They never had a job because I know a lot of parents are looking at their kids in video games, and on one hand they're like, this kid's getting fat, out of shape. Non-social, they're hearing like curses and races, all this crap in the head speaker.
Yeah.
It's just like terrible, you know.
Yeah, but we used to hear that stuff from our friends.
But then
we
there's
just went
the other
the woods to say it.
But then there's the other side where you're like, that kid might be a computer programmer one day,
right?
And now he knows all kinds of stuff that
right.
I don't know.
I think,
but since we're here. Going to CB Gold's wedding this weekend?
I'm not. I got a gig.
Oh, okay.
But at least I'm not telling him I'm going. I'm not showing up.
Oh, okay. I said I'm going and I'm going. So
you are going?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you excited?
Yeah, it should be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get him something?
Nope.
Nice.
Come on.
I'll get him something. I just haven't gotten it yet.
What are you going to get him?
I don't know. Maybe some nice tongs.
Get him an autograph. Something that, you know, you like, no.
Yeah, I should get. I should send him an autograph picture of myself.
Yes.
I should be like, there you go. Congrats. Hold on to the. I graphed this just for you.
Graph this for you, buddy.
You think he's going to walk down the aisle while graphing people that are standing there?
Like, absolutely. He's definitely coming into some kind of theme music.
Oh, no. He told me he's doing something very ridiculous. I'm not going to say it, but be prepared.
Hey, listen, it's his wedding. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
I mean, I had Bruce Buffer announce it.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a long intro,
that's
too.
Awesome.
He didn't give him the economy version. He gave him the deluxe to where you're almost like, how long is this?
My wife was so horrified when she heard it. She's like, this is not happening at our wedding. And then it was awesome. I'm like, no, trust me, this will be good.
Oh, it was awesome.
But just hearing it, like the audio without at the wedding, my wife's like, this is really what's going to happen. Like Bruce Buffer.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yes.
This
it was
man.
Awesome. It was so great. I was like, wow, he really laid out for this. Like, he did the full recording.
5'9" wing in it.
Well, how long
did
was
like
it? It had to be at least 3-4 minutes. How long was
if
it?
If you're listening, Bruce, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, how long was it, though? Like 3 minutes?
It was a while. Where's my dog? I saw him before. I don't know where he is.
Well, he probably followed your pops.
Yeah,
he's
out just shitting all over the mats. It's fine.
Dude, so, all right. So the fight's over the weekend. You watch him?
Wait a minute, are we going to talk about my weekend?
Oh, how was your weekend?
You usually ask me about my show.
Yeah, how was your weekend? What happened?
Okay, so I went to Vegas. I was doing shows in Vegas. Thursday night, went to see Aerosmith.
How were they?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Nice.
If you like real rock and roll, if you're, you know, that kind of stuff, it was awesome.
Who
they
was
played
the
all the hits. No opener. You know what the opener was?
Beautiful.
The opener was a 30-minute montage video about the history of the fucking band.
No way.
That was the opener. And the thing was, I asked the show was supposed to start at 8, and I'm like, I asked the guy, I was like, you know, is there an opener? I have time to go get something to drink. He goes, there's no opener, but listen, the lights go down and this video comes up and everybody thinks the show's starting and they rush in here, but you actually have 30 minutes
wow.
before the show actually begins.
And that's awesome.
He goes, you just told me, he was like, so wait till then and there'll be no lines at anything.
Hell yeah.
And so sure enough, man, walked right up, got a bunch of drinks, grabbed my t-shirt. That was although you don't realize they're septuagenarians. They're fucking like 70 years old.
Yeah.
So like he still tries to do the dance moves, but they kind of lost the step. Exactly. There's a bit of a.
Did he take off a shirt?
Factor, huh?
He didn't take off a shirt, did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, thank God.
He's been told to keep it on, apparently.
Yeah,
now.
I've seen him without a shirt.
So,
I mean, he's 70 years old.
He's 70 years old, exactly. Yeah, but he still got it. I mean, the moves were still there. They were a little slower, but there's
the voice still there.
The voice
the
is still there.
There
it was an incredible show.
So my friend Aaron says he has moves like Jagger.
Moves.
That's funny, man.
So then, okay, then that was Thursday.
Friday, I did, so I do the Foundation Room show, House of Blues, and there's this older flight attendant lady who'd been to one of my shows before, just kind of a fan of mine online, whatever, and very sweet gal. But at the, on stage, for whatever reason, I forgot what I was riffing about, but I was like, I'm getting married next month, and I swear to God, she goes, what? Just screams.
You're getting married next month?
Everybody looks at, yeah, you didn't know this.
Where was my invite?
We're not having a wedding. We're just getting married.
Does she know that?
Yep.
Okay. And where is this wedding going to be?
He's going to Cosby to take her to the court.
We're just going to do a civil thing.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Why are you waiting a month?
who's going?
Well, there's only a month left in the Wade Barry. Now, well, because okay, we're doing it on our 10-year anniversary.
Who's getting? Oh, who's, awesome. Who's
so
going
we're reserving our anniversary.
Is Ben Morrison cool. going?
No.
Who's going?
Just my best friend from childhood, Jeremy Schwartz. He's coming in from Dallas, and her best friend Carrie is Jewish. Yeah. And
is
her,
he Jewish? He
Jeremy
says.
Schwartz.
He's from El Paso. I don't know.
I grew up
there's
in Dallas.
A couple there.
And then her best friend is coming in town as well. There's the two that are going to be there.
Oh wow!
So that's it.
Nice.
Well, thanks for the invite.
Super. So anyway, so that woman was like freaked the fuck out.
Protest. Listen, at
when we have the actual wedding, you'll be there.
When's the actual wedding?
I don't know. That's a mystery. But we're going to just go ahead and get married and then go on our honeymoon.
Oh.
We decided just to spend the money on the honeymoon. Yeah. I feel like we talked about this on this show before.
No, we did not.
Not with me.
No, we didn't. Not
that's true. You keep score of everything, so you know.
No, you didn't.
So that's what we're doing. So I said that, and she was like, what? Everybody was like, oh, my God. I guess this lady wants to fuck the Wilson. But that time has passed.
The Wilson.
And then I do the midnight show, and there's a guy there, a comic that had just moved from Cincinnati to Vegas. Now, this guy I haven't seen since, like, 2005. Now, in 2005, and I've been wanting to apologize to this guy ever since.
What'd you do?
Because in 2005, me and Dennis Donahue go to Cincinnati to do a show at the Funny Bone, and we stay at this guy's house. And he had just barely come out of open mics at that point and was doing opener work. And he lets us stay at his house. We get all drunk at the show. I start doing some blow, and I'm such a horrible person. I fucking ordered a hooker to his house.
Right.
To him and his house that he shares
Why
with
Why not?
With his parents?
With his wife,
oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, they had already been asleep for like a couple hours, but I was just like, yeah, you said hooker, what's the address here? Someone find some mail. It was so fucking, and I look back and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, how'd they find out?
I think I told them.
You felt bad
no,
afterwards?
I think Dennis,
Because they charged the house.
So I see the guy, I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. He goes, no big deal, comics order hookers. And I was like, oh, okay, great, thanks, man, that was great.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so he didn't care. All this time, I thought he was like, those motherfuckers, if I ever see them again, you know? And it turns out he didn't mind. So he was a really great guy, and that was a weird thing to see him.
All right.
So, and then, of course, Saturday was 420. So instead of getting high, though, I got drunk all day.
You're like the anti-420.
Totally. I meant
fuck this holiday, dude.
I meant to get high all day, but I went by the new Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club that they're opening there in Vegas.
Oh, really?
And so they're just in the testing phase of the bar. So they had the drink menu. So they were training the bartenders how to make the drinks, and they needed someone to drink the drinks.
Do they have a comedy show there?
And so they're going to. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so and
wait, so you drank for free?
So you went to a comedy club?
Yeah, so they just made me one of
so
all.
So you went
the
to
drinks.
A comedy club just to go to the bar?
Yes.
That wasn't open yet.
Because it was drink testing day.
Free drink. That's fucking awesome.
Fucking smash.
Awesome.
And then later, so I went home, took a disco nap. They went out and did three shows, and that was just a blast.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Where at?
I did the, this new one that they're doing, what was it called? The Eclipse Theaters. It's like this new comedy club. They're just starting up, and so I did a spot there. Then I went by the LA Comedy Club, yeah. And I did Butch Bradley's show, and that was a blast. Then I went down to the Laugh Factory, and Jeff Peterson had arranged for me to do a guest spot on Carl LeBeau's show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I did that one, and Carl was the nicest, greatest guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Brian Regan was there, Jimmy Schubert was there, like all these fun guys. And we just hung out and got plowed at the bar downstairs afterwards.
Wow.
So it was...
As opposed to during the day.
Jeez, exactly. Dude. It was my second plowing of the night.
Wow. Yeah, I did...
Greg gets plowed multiple times a day.
I did the Boca, the Black Box Theater, and it was awesome.
That?
Awesome. Well, it was hard because it's in Boca Raton, which is very Jewish, older people.
Yeah.
And it's Passover. So the crowds and Easter.
So they passed over your show.
They passed over my show.
Beat them to it.
So the crowd.
Boom roasted.
So it wasn't that crowded. Boom roasted.
There you go.
So there was that. No, it was actually a good amount of people. It was weird. Like it was all UFC fighters and old 90-year-old ladies were like the crowd. Kayla Harrison came.
Nice.
She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist in the PFL. And I was like, Kayla, you're probably going to win the tournament. She's like, probably? And I was like, I didn't want to say you're going to win because I don't want to jinx her. I jinx everybody else. But she's like, jacked. I even said, man, like her and I was on stage. I'm like, man, you probably give guys hand jobs, one stroke, you know, bird. You know,
rip your dick off.
Yeah. Like, but
that's it.
So she's dating Rocco. She's dating Rocco. Tony Martins. That's her boyfriend. Yeah. So they both came. And then... It was great. It was what's his name? Hader Hassan showed up.
Hader, yeah.
Love that guy. Tall Steve. Big Steve was there.
Stephen Struve? Sweet Struve?
No, but it's funny because his name is Tall Steve. He's like this 6'8 black, white guy. He trains with the Black Zillions. Trains with Rashad and all those guys. And I go, hey, Tall Steve was there. And Stephen Struve on Twitter wrote, who the fuck is that guy? Meanwhile, they're like, they're friends.
Nice.
So that's
Sweet Struve.
He was there, and then there was another guy there that was there was two undefeated fighters from Bellator there.
Nice.
We're gonna get them both on the podcast. So that was awesome.
We totally know their names.
Also, Leo Kuntz was there.
I was going to say, are you teasing it?
No,
or can you not remember their names?
Jordan Young is the other guy.
Well, they're undefeated, which means they've had two fights.
And then, this guy, they're both like 10-0. And then Leo Kuntz is there, who's actually his opponent. He fought a guy in Korea, and his opponent went to jail for fixing the fight, right, for like 8 months. But he lost, like... No, he actually won the fight, and they thought that like he was basically got paid to lose, but won. It was like Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
So I go, this guy, his opponent got paid to lose, and he still beat him.
Oh, that's a tough intro.
So I was fucking.
That's a tough intro.
So that was, but it was awesome. So that was really cool.
That's funny.
Nice. So that was awesome. And then I watched the fight. You watched the fight Saturday?
Yes.
I watched some of them.
All right. So Overeem, that was
nasty.
He almost lost though. He got rocked a couple times.
Just the first time.
To me, it looked kind of like he was just like, all right, settle down, guy.
Exactly. Like, I felt like
not playing possum per se, but like I'm not gonna get knocked out by this dude.
Right.
Let
like
me
I
just
yeah.
Chill for a second, like. He knew where he was.
But that guy was trying the Ezekiel coach everywhere. It's like during the weigh-in, he went for it. Like, he's like, I'm going to hit this. Like after the fight's over, when they shake hands, he went for
it.
He
tried it again.
Dude, probably does. I mean, it's like it's just like second nature to him. It's probably like walking. Every time he clinches up, every time he has his arm around the head, it's like...
Yeah. How long did he have the fight? Because he was a replacement, right?
Yeah. I think he had like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed... It had that vibe, you know. He seemed to have that energy. Like, hey man, thank you for letting me to fight.
Yeah,
I will try my best. Don't hurt me, please. You know.
He said he's like, I'm happy with my performance. I'm like, you lost the first round. You turtled up and got
beat the fuck up.
I mean, he lost by brutal knees from Alistair Overeem. So
yeah.
That's not really something to kick yourself about.
The best, though,
about,
was
you know?
Listening to the commentators go, he's setting it up now. Here he comes. There, he's setting it up. Oh, don't.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. He's setting it up now. And then he finally was like, okay, knees time. Bam, bam, bam.
But those knees, holy shit.
Yeah, no,
those
clearly.
Those knees were beautiful. They were moving his elbow just out of the way to, like, bring the...
That was Dan Hardy, who... Dan Hardy's a friend of mine, and I'm convinced he's probably one of the best commentators, like, in the UFC. But he's so funny. When he was, like... I think he was on, like, a three-fight losing streak at one point. He was doing really well in the beginning. He fought GSP, and then he started, like, he hit, like, a rough patch, and his girlfriend at the time, because I trained at the same gym with them, was like, they used to go to my comedy shows all the time, and his girlfriend's like, Adam, you gotta talk to Dan. I'm like, why? He's like, he gained like 30, 40 pounds, and she's like, he won't stop eating Subway cookies.
I don't blame him, though. They're shockingly
those
good
double
cookies.
Double chocolate Subway
no,
cookies?
No, the white chocolate macadamia nut.
They really are.
Those white chocolates are unstoppable.
Double chocolate. Chocolate chip, or whatever they're called.
The peanut butters. Really, it goes macadamia nut, peanut butter, then the chocolate
chip. It's crazy,
chip.
They don't even actually hype
it
at all.
Are you high right now?
Obviously.
But they don't even hype it all at Subway. You wouldn't even know it.
I know, they're
really good.
Isn't it like $3 for $1.50?
There was a period in my life like where me, my roommate, and one of our other friends, we were probably eating Subway like 5 times a week.
Yeah, it's called college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was the college years.
Right, exactly. I was college age.
College age.
As it were.
College age. Yeah.
But meanwhile, so this weekend, right, and the Russian card. So I didn't know what time it started. Like I was on the East Coast and 1 o'clock. It was weird,
yeah,
sort of.
We recorded it.
So they were like, oh my God, 4 finishes in a row. This is the best card ever, right? So I'm like, oh, I got to put this on. And then, like, it was like 5 decisions in a row. Like,
yeah.
And I felt like I was responsible for somehow jinxing the whole fucking card. Like, because it was like the...
Was that the way it was on the undercard? I didn't remember the undercard being that...
4 finishes.
Because I watched the undercard.
Oh. Yeah, it was like 4 in a row. It was like, greatest reverse heel cook to knockout. You'll never see this again. I'm like, oh, shit. And then all of a sudden, it was like... Boring decision after boring decision after. I was like, "Come on!" Any other fights? I don't have my phone on me. Any other fights stand out over the weekend? I know King Mo got knocked out in Rising.
King Mo,
which sucks.
Roxy had a good fight.
Oh, Roxy,
she fought a really good fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular, but she beat her.
She beat her.
She beat her.
Yeah, split Roxy's decision.
She's on a tear, man.
I only watched the decision because second I clicked on the video, I saw that it was a full 3 rounds. I was like, well, I don't have time for this. Okay. So clearly it's going to a decision. But I'm looking at the faces, you know, at the end to see who I think is going to win, and it was not Roxy.
Yeah.
Roxy looked really hammered at the end. The other girl looked pretty clean. So I didn't see the fight, but she won this.
No, she just kept taking her down because she exposed.
Okay,
she exposed that the girl didn't have any
ground game.
Yeah. Any ground game, and they were really hyping that girl a lot because of her sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And right. Sister's hot. Which they're both hot women.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
I think she's hotter than her sister.
I mean, my dad once told me, like, with Russian women, not Russian Jewish women, Russian women, he said, if you don't have sex with them within the first 4 dates, they think you're a complete pansy.
4 like, dates?
Yeah.
Even 4 hours.
Really? 4 hours?
Yeah.
Take it,
they're
Greg.
Cold. I mean, and usually
they're
there's
cold,
a financial expense.
Warm, yeah.
I mean, you know, after you give them the $200, I don't know what you're waiting for.
I mean, come on. Just... 3 more dates?
It's hard. You're right, though. They just say whatever on their mind.
They're cold-blooded, man. They're like, well, you'll be pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've gotten yelled at as an adult by my best friend's mother, who's Russian. We came home drunk. We were like 25 and came home drunk and started raiding the fridge. It was like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 in the morning. And she comes out of her room. You fucking idiots, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck in your beds. I'll talk to you in the morning. We're like, sorry, mom.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
You want to know the difference between Russians and everybody
else?
You want to know the difference between Russians and everybody else?
What's
it's
that?
As simple as the difference between roulette and Russian roulette. That's the difference.
There you go. Yeah.
Roulette, you're like, go 34, yay! And Russian roulette is, hope you don't die.
Please,
you know?
Not that one.
Yeah.
By the way, does Cobra Kai come out tonight? Or tomorrow?
I don't know.
Have you watched the first season?
No, because it's one of those YouTube Red shows, right?
Yeah.
And
they got me for the whole year.
That's one of those subscriptions. Like ESPN Plus, I keep fighting on, but I'm missing all. They have a stranglehold on UFC now.
Yeah.
And they're putting everything on UFC Plus, and it's like, oh, okay, fine.
I know, but the Cobra Kai is that good. It's that good.
Really?
It's one of those things where you're like, this is the best thing. Like, first of all, that guy is such a good actor. William Zabka. They're like, why hasn't he worked in the
is
last...
Is he the blonde guy that was the badass?
He's awesome. Yeah. Ralph Macchio is good, too.
He was on How I Met Your Mother.
Was he really?
Yeah,
for like a season. Like a whole season.
Listen, he was the 80s douchebag.
Oh, I know.
Incredible run in the 80s.
But then you didn't see him for forever.
Well, because he was like the stamp of that time.
Exactly. I mean, that happens to a lot of people, though.
Yeah,
but it shouldn't, though.
When's the last time you fucking saw Molly Ringwald?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she had a run.
But now she's on Riverdale because you become nostalgic then. You almost got to wait 20 years and then you're back.
It's so stupid.
People, like, it's all the people that they grew up with, and then they stop being popular, and then
well,
when they're 30,
God for,
you're like,
oh, well,
shit,
you know
I
what?
Remember
thank
them,
God
yeah.
for YouTube Red, because we wouldn't be seeing William Zabka, because he fucking kills it, and it's amazing. So let's talk about some of the fights coming up this week. Talk to me, Tyler.
Ba-ba-ba.
There's a good, great Bellator card and a great UFC card. Of course.
Yeah, I would like to thank Sprint for having terrible fucking service that I can't even get it in a single-story garage.
Of course. I mean, let's just start it off with the kicker, Jacare.
Jack
Hermanson.
Jack, this is going to be out of rough for Jack Hermanson.
I think it's going to be really rough for Jack Hermanson. Like, now, and it's a weird, like, that's such a random fight.
Now, like, how does
Jack
Hermanson
kind of came out of nowhere, well, and now he's fighting the, what, number three contender? Number
because
two?
Who did he replace? Yoel Romero, right? Or who was it?
Yoel.
Which is such a weird replacement. But I'll tell you what, a style bender versus if what I think is going to happen is Jacare is just going to run through Jack Hermanson.
Right.
And then Stylebender versus Jacare is an interesting fight.
That's
because
yeah,
that's tasty. That's a tasty dish.
That's one of those fights. You're like, all right, I will pay per view. Yeah.
Well, that's like a UFC 1 fight. It's just like jiu-jitsu versus kickboxing.
But no, Jacare knocked out Chris Weidman. Knocked him the fuck into next year.
Yes, yes, but he's still
got the hands he's got power.
You're right, and Stylebender's got it's not UFC 1 completely, but it's still a special a guy who's a
If it were UFC 1 completely, one guy would be wearing one boxing glove, and the other guy'd be riding a donkey.
Shout out to Art Jimerson.
Right, donkey.
He's still he's got like a really successful school.
I'm sure.
And it's here, like Southern California. Art Jimerson does.
Yeah, I met him a couple times. They talked about that UFC 1, how like the first fight in or second fight in, the guy's tooth went flying into like the third row.
And the announcers were like, what the fuck?
People were like, oh, wow, this is real. Well, they were talking about what they wanted to do originally was have it like in a castle on like a moat. And have like alligators and like fucking like surrounding the thing. Like that's what they were. They actually that was in the discussion.
Like two men into one man leaves.
Like a gladiator. We might as well do it in the fucking Coliseum then. That would be a UFC I'd go to. They did one at the Coliseum.
Which Coliseum?
The LA Coliseum.
I don't think you're allowed to actually have. Oh, I thought you were saying the one in Rome. You're allowed to actually have events there as it's falling apart.
You couldn't have
kind of like 3,000 years old.
No, LA Coliseum. Yeah. That'd be.
Oh yeah, the
perfect.
Coliseum,
that's a perfect.
Yeah, but it's not better than like moats and dragons fucking flying around.
You could do some CGI dragons.
just work it.
Get the Game of Thrones guys.
So that was one of my favorite stories also was when I met Tito Ortiz. Like there was a fight where Tank Abbott tried to throw the guy over the cage, right?
And I remember that.
And I was like, well, why would he do that? Like, first of all, the guy's just going to walk back into the cage. Or he might hurt his leg or something. But it's so weird. And Tito said, there was his training partner, that somebody said, hey, I bet you can't throw a guy over the cage. And he's like, watch me.
That's all he needed. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I can.
See, but he's a great friend. Anyone that'll take a dare that easy, hey, I dare you to go eat that dog, do you? I bet you I can.
Yeah, we had that friend growing up.
Yeah, everybody has that friend. Dude, I was kind of that friend.
Dude, we were
only with drugs and alcohol.
Yesterday, I took
with any physical stunts.
Like, Give it to me.
I didn't jump off anything. I didn't want to break any bones. I just wanted to get fucked up.
Yesterday, I took my wife, who went to a mommy and me thing. She was home from work to one of those classes. And then this kid's walking around with like paint. You know, like it was like a paint class. Look at his paint in his hand. It's like clothes, but still. And then his nanny's like Sebastian, put down that paint, right? and then we were our baby kept trying to put the stuff in her mouth. And the nanny goes, you can't stop that. This is the kids are going to put stuff in their mouth. I'm like, yeah, but last week she got a stomach, a sick virus. We don't want to. She's like, listen. She's like, this kid once ate dog poo. And she was like proud of that. And Bree's like, yeah, we're not hiring her.
Yeah, no,
seriously. Like,
she's like, anything goes.
Listen, my kid ate dog shit survive. Once, okay?
Here, kid, play with this bottle of bleach. Isn't it fun?
I think we got some ammonia somewhere, too. Hold on.
So that fight.
Grab that gas can and some of them matches. Yes. There you go, kid. Keep yourself occupied.
Wait, we have Rowdy Beck on the phone.
That's right. I have never raised any children myself. But again, my sister had six children.
You have two kids, Rowdy Beck.
From seven different people. Not that I take care of. They basically raise themselves. They're like human Roombas. I just let them spin around the place.
Wow.
See if things get cleaner.
Now, Angela Magana was in a coma. She's out of the coma.
I know. That was very sad for Angela Magana. I hate that it happened.
Oh, yeah. I got worried.
She was in a coma?
She was in a coma.
No shit.
She needed surgery. She was in a coma. They were, like, tweeting, like, she might not make it out. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, finally, she made it out. She tweeted. I'm like, thank God, because Planned Parenthood would be out of business. I she's got a good sense of humor. But
you have incredible timing.
She's okay.
You really know things to say at all the right times.
I have the worst timing.
You're the worst.
I
told
my wife
the absolute worst.
The worst timing. But Bob Sapp, by the way, how are you, man?
Oh, so good, man. How you been?
Good. Now, you have a fight coming up?
Do I?
Are you
I'll check. Hold on. Let me check the mailbox for a check.
Now, are you going to win
That's the
one?
Only way I know if I have a fight. I check the date on the check.
You have to get a prepaid.
Yeah, they're usually post-dated.
I get that.
They're usually post-dated.
Now, Sean McCorkle told us that they were going to pay you to lose the fight extra, but you were going to lose anyway.
Exactly. Joke's on McCorkle.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for calling in, Bob. Thanks. People have hit me up and said that they love the fact that all these people call up. So who else is on the card?
Let's see. I was just looking to
I know what,
check
Greg
if
Hardy
Bob had a fight coming up.
God, the Greg Hardy thing, it's like, come on with the gimmick fights.
Care.
I mean, if he's going to be a fighter, make him do some fights, get a record together, and earn his way in. Like,
yeah, there's plenty of little promotions.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
With guys that would beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there is that celebrity power, so good on you for getting to the UFC. But, like, there's no reason.
No, I feel like only...
It's not like he was super famous.
No,
you know?
I feel like only hardcore... Dallas
football
fans know him,
and
they hate him.
Yeah,
well, no,
really,
a lot of people know him
he?
Because of the controversy.
But he wasn't Barry Sanders.
Might be what they're going for.
Yeah,
you know, like it could.
He's
be.
Not
Who
fighting
knows?
His girlfriend.
I mean, Sean Merriman's doing fighting now. He has his own promotion
not on
now.
TV.
Merriman has a new promotion coming out.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
is that the triangle? Isn't that the triangle?
No,
boxing?
That was Data 5000. But Merriman's doing. I think Merriman was bigger than Cardi, wasn't he?
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much bigger name. Much longer career.
When I was on ESPN with Merriman, and I was on that.
Sports Nation.
And like I was roasting all the fighters, and they kept trying to get me to roast Merriman, but he's right next to me.
Yeah, you're like, that's cool.
No.
I'm gonna roast fighters that aren't gonna walk out to the cart the same time as me.
I don't really know him that well.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't really know.
Well, he's not a fighter.
Well, he doesn't have much of a fighting career. I mean, he's really much more of a football player.
Well, he was gonna do bare knuckle boxing, but then they reneged on that. It was some kind of check problem or something.
I'm sure
he's a big guy though. I mean, if he hits you,
well, yeah,
he'll knock you out.
Fucking giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we had a, I think he was a cornerman, like a cornerman or a safety, come into jiu-jitsu. Had never trained jiu-jitsu before. Had never trained wrestling. Nothing, and I was only a blue belt at the time. But there was I couldn't move him. There was nothing. Like,
really?
I would go for a sweep, and he'd just, like,
well, like
sit there.
They said Shaq's, like Shaq, they say the Shaq's a black belt. But, like, who's tapping Shaq?
Exactly.
Do you think Shaq's really a black belt? Hey,
that sounds like the discussion you have if Shaq's going to jail for something. I mean, come on. Who's tapping Shaq?
If he's been training long, you know, a while, and, like, knows the technique and can execute, then, like, yeah, fuck it.
Don't you think he's like, even at, like, a blue belt, he's at, like, a brown belt level, though? Like, or, yeah, a blue belt level, he's a brown belt because of just his sheer size?
Could be, yeah. There's definitely those people. There's definitely.
But isn't that the one point of jiu-jitsu is seeing a smaller man be able to take down a larger man?
Most guys, but, like, Shaq?
Yeah, but if he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, it's being able to manipulate.
If he just goes in there relying on his weight and strength, then I think it could happen.
Of course. Of course it could happen. I remember
he weighs 400 fucking pounds. Like, there's only so much. The guy's 400 pounds. Like,
and he's athletic as fuck.
There's a certain, exactly. There's a certain point where, like.
You see him against De La Hoya when they box? He, like, basically beat De La Hoya. And they were like, De La Hoya's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like,
all he's got to do is stick his hands out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you walk into his hand, it probably hurts.
Oh,
his fucking arm
weighs
150 pounds.
Yeah, if he walked into this room and decided he was having sex with all three of us, we're having sex with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Mark Kerr basically told me. When Mark Kerr, he's like back in the day when he was roided up Mark Kerr and Pride and also wrestling. He's like, if I wanted to take you down and fuck you in the ass, there's nothing you can do. But the way he said it, like, it sounded very gay.
Yeah.
But also, like,
he's like, listen to me, boy.
But also, like, not gay at the same time.
Yeah,
like,
basically, you should be thanking me right now for not fucking you.
Thank me, I'm a nice man.
Meanwhile, that was the best interview I've ever done. Was I had Barnett and Mark Kerr, it was the best interview I ever did, and I think I spoke the least in it because I was just so intrigued by
it. Mesmerized.
Them. What's different? Like, I mean, think about what Rogan has, like Howard Stern and all them that we don't have. And I'm not making excuses, but. When you have somebody in front of you talking to them versus like when you're on the phone talking to them.
Right.
It is a big difference. I mean, how many times we call someone and they're like, I call Chris Wyman, he's buying a car while I'm talking to him.
Right, what's up, man?
Or like, talking to Ben Askren and he's literally running practice while talking to me.
Boom, you know? Roasted.
And it's, look, my job is to do the best that I possibly can in that situation, you know, which I think I do.
No, you do.
When you have the person right in front of you for an amazing amount, for 4 hours,
yeah, and you're
hours,
sitting and drinking, smoking weed together, and you watching YouTube clips, yeah, it's like fucking
I would
fantastic.
Much rather have that than a phone interview any day of the week. I mean, sometimes I like guys on the phone because you can hang up on them.
And this is Bob's app.
If there's a dud in front of you, you're like, you know.
Dude, we get there.
Dude, I'll never forget one time there was Rick Shapiro, and I like Rick Shapiro.
Yeah.
He's like a legend. He's one of those dudes in comedy that like, it's sort of like a comics comic where like, he's just that dude who's like, back in the day.
Every comic knows him and nobody else does.
But he's just like...
Kind of, yeah. But he's legendary.
But you don't know what you're going to get from him. It could be the most brilliant, like Lenny Bruce rant.
Right. Yeah.
Or it couldn't be. Or
I feel like I missed the prime of him too. Because when I got to New York, like he was already kind of a Lower East Side legend. But then every time I saw it, it was kind of this not good...
Incoherent.
You know,
like,
and I was just like, okay, this can't be the version that people have been talking about. Right.
But I've seen him, though, like, where I saw that, too, for a while. And then I would see just glimpses of, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, there were moments where you're like, oh, is that it? Okay, that must be it. But it wouldn't last forever.
But I heard him on Howard Stern, and he got on Howard one time, and he was, like, talking about how he used to be a male prostitute for drugs and, like, let guys, like, jerk him off. Or like, it was, like, some crazy story back in the day. And then they get to, like, the news. And then, like, they get to, like, the story where, like, yeah, you know, the child molester, got, and he's like, fuck, you know, good, fuck those kids, or something that, like, and it was just awkward, and then, like, they went to the commercial, and then he was gone.
Gone forever.
They didn't even, like, acknowledge, like, no, Rick had to leave, or, like, fuck,
just
man.
Just gone.
Well, that's the power when you're Howard Stern that you have.
Yeah.
Like, we would have, like, me, I would have had
him. It's like, okay, great, thanks for coming. You're going to come to Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that's the thing, like. You actually don't learn. Like, I remember when I opened for Mike Epps, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm Mike Epps in West Virginia. And he would have, like, every drug dealer from Ohio to West Virginia that came to the show. Like, I mean, it was, like, middle of summer. Everyone had, like, fur coats. And then, like, and the club was so fucking ghetto, like, so backwards that they weren't even, they'd be like, the wait staff would be like, hey, listen, you know, because they're like, oh, I want a bottle. Like, listen, we don't sell bottles, but for you, I'll give you a bottle. I'll give you the secret menu. And they tell you that it was like, for $150, we'll give you Hennessy. They would go to the Ross next door, Ralph's, pick up for $4, come back, and pour. Like, it was just bullshit. Jeez. But I'm with Epps, and I'm up at the green room, and some guy comes in. And he's like, yo, Mike, man, like, you're a great rapper. Can you be on my rap album? You know, and just talks to him for like 10 minutes. And Mike just looks at him, just confused. And it's just dead air. And the guy's like, all right, man, I'll leave. The guy leaves. And Mike looks at me and goes, man, you just got to pretend that you don't speak English. And I was like, man, that's a fucking
that's quite a defense
genius.
Mechanism. Okay.
You're like.
Just look at people confused.
Yeah, like, that's. Especially when you're Mike Epps, though, you're surrounded all day long.
Everybody,
people are coming up to
you,
asking you to like for favors. You know, you learn to pretend they don't speak English.
Yeah, just like okay, yeah,
yeah. 5 minutes before you go out and do an hour set,
dude. Oh, that's the thing about opening
to the same people.
Opening for him was so hard because he would get so stoned, and he would just go on when he feels like coming on.
So you just had to keep going.
I didn't know if I was doing 2 minutes or an hour.
Right.
Jeez.
Wow.
Which is like, yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, at least in your defense, your style of comedy can allow for that. Like, if you were a storyteller, you'd be fucked. You'd be totally fucked.
And the thing is, when he wants to go on, you're off. It's not like...
Exactly.
It's not like...
You could be in the middle of, like, okay, like, here comes the punchline.
Like, I guess I'll finish the story later. See me in the next show.
I'll go on Instagram Live and do the rest of my...
He wouldn't even be in the building when the show started.
Well,
like he wouldn't even be there.
What a baller.
Yeah.
No shit. I'm like, well,
dude, what a fucking gangster.
I guess if you can get away with it,
just start this fucking show, okay?
I gotta be there half hour early. I gotta let them know I'm here. I'm ready. What do you need?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Dude, my first time headlining ever was in Maine. where I'm from, and I packed the place because MySpace had like an automatic adder.
Yeah, yeah.
My roommate Steve Hofstetter told me about, and where you could like,
No,
this guy, he was the first one that knew about these automatic adders, and so he was generating these pages with tens of thousands of friends on it, and then people would book him because he had 10,000 friends in that area.
Dude, and he would be, it would be like, and then he finally had 30,000. Like, he had like Steve Hofstetter in New Hampshire, Steve Hofstetter in Vermont, he had Steve Hofstetter in Albuquerque. And then MySpace had a meeting about him with like his picture, like, we have to stop this. And then they gave him like 24 hours to convert all of them. I remember he had a complete meltdown. So, but Steve was like, so I go to Maine and I didn't have like 45 minutes to headline, but I was like, all right, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, you so take the gig.
My first radio gig, the guy goes, I'm sitting there, it's an old, like 70-year-old white guy that's been in morning radio for his whole life. And he's like, so, Adam, what's the difference between, Maine and California? And I was like, well, in Maine, you know, Maine, the girls' boobs are hard because it's cold. And the guy goes, all right, thank you. Well, that's Adam Hunter. And that was like the beginning and the end. That was the beginning and end of my first radio interview.
I remember one of the first ones I did there, they were like, what did they say? They were like, just don't talk about something and butt sex.
And talking about butt sex now.
Well, exactly. And then we go on the air and I go, listen, all I know is we can talk about everything but sex.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't even feel that way. And I feel that way about almost everything but sex.
That's great.
And so I kept finding ways to work in butt sex into there, and it was driving the guy fucking crazy.
That's hilarious.
And like, all right, well, fantastic. We got them here. He's here through the through Sunday. That's right. You know, on Sunday, you want to go to church. You want to do anything but sex.
Fucking hated me. Dude, there was one guy, like, they told me in like, Ohio, like, this guy's the worst radio guy you're going to meet. So I'm like, all right. So I sit there, and he's like, so a lot of comics aren't funny, huh? Like this is like before, like, you know, is it true that comics are just like, and I was like, well, it depends. And he goes, all right, well, that's it. I go, I thought it was like, The banner before the interview. I go,
and
wait.
That was the interview.
Yeah, I go, wait. No, well, it can't be the interview. Right? And then we re-recorded it, and it was like, this is the worst. Oh anyway.
Wait a minute. I did a radio station one time in Minneapolis in the dead of winter, and the guy from the radio station or the club who was supposed to drive me was late. And then we're driving, because they had to drive through snow. I can't really, you know. So then we're driving to the radio station, and I'm listening to it to get an idea of what they're talking about. And all they're talking about is, where the fuck am I? You know, like, well, this Greg Wilson's supposed to be here. He's the one that's late, you know. So they're just beating up on me. Then I get there, and they usher me into the studio. And because this is like the big radio show there in Minneapolis or whatever, and in the winter, you know, there's so much snow, none of them come into the studio to do the show. They're all at their home studios patched in.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Yes. And so I'm sitting in there with no one around, and I'm just hearing things in the, you know, in the headphones, and they're talking to me, and I'm like, they're like, hey, you know, thank you for finally making it. And I'm like, thank you for making it. None of you are here. Yeah. I'm just here talking to an empty studio. This is a lie.
That's what you said?
Totally. I was like, this whole show's an illusion.
Well, nothing was worse than like Ari Spears in Florida. He went out in Florida. He just insulted everybody. He's like, this place sucks. Just, and then like, after it was over, it was like, started cursing them out, and they kept it rolling.
Oh, no.
And then they kept playing it all week, him having a meltdown. And then sexual performance issues, way more common than you think, okay? It's not good. One out of four guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Yes, today's your lucky day, because Hims is a wellness brand for men. You've heard us talking about Hims, and if you haven't yet, get on board and stop struggling with ED. Because why do guys turn to weird solutions or to do nothing? They can instead turn to medicine and science. Getting older sometimes means certain parts of the body might not be working as much as they should. So start revving that engine again with ED treatment from Hims. ForHims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Listen, don't get defrauded by online sketchy marketplaces. It's hard made easy. Being your best means performing your best, okay? It's been featured in GQ, Men's Health, Esquire, and Playboy. Listen, the first month is just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last and subject to your doctor approval. Restrictions may apply. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/ MMA Roast ED. That's forhims.com/MMA Roasted. forhims.com/MMA Roasted. What's up, people? Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. You can view easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. How great is that? You can also view stocks collections, such as the 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moments to invest. And Robinhood is giving listeners of MMA Roasted a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at MMAroasted.Robinhood.com. So what other fights we got?
We got...
How did we get off on that?
Nah. All right, so we just talked about... Just talked about Greg Hardy.
That's how we got on.
I hope he loses.
Yeah, whatever. Me too. I don't really even know Smolyakov. Dimitri Smolyakov.
I don't know. But when the NFL says you're too fucked up to come here, and she says you're good,
we'll take you.
Yeah.
Cowboy and Mike Perry. Cowboy Oliveira, Mike Perry.
Yeah.
That's banger. A good fight.
That's a great fight.
And it's in. Well, it depends how Mike does in the fights in Florida. Mike's from Florida. He just got married to his trainer, who isn't exactly the greatest trainer, as I recall. I mean, it seemed like it was, I don't know. But
is he still at Jackson Wink for his
That's
camps?
A good question.
Or did he just go back to Florida?
That's
back
a very
to, like,
good
ATT
question.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
Because if he's still with Jackson Wink, then I believe in Mike Perry. Because they seem to have kind of unlocked his potential a little bit.
But Cowboy's pretty good.
And kept him.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. He's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
He's brutal. I think it's going to be a real exciting.
Is he like
fight.
Only fighting cowboys now?
I mean, right?
He was like, "Well, that cowboy didn't work. Let me try this cowboy."
Next thing you know, he wants the guy more. From Toy Story.
Like, Woody. Yeah.
I'm going to take Perry in it. I'm going to take Perry. I really like Alex Oliveira, and I think it's probably the smart choice. But
so
I don't
limited.
Know.
Perry's kind of limited though, in his like.
Yeah, but I think he's just going to pull something out that we haven't seen. I don't know.
A gun?
I don't know. I would go with a knife before a gun with Mike Perry, but...
What else we got?
Glover Teixeira and Ion Cutelaba.
Cutelaba's really good. Glover Teixeira is one of those guys where...
That's the half of that match I know.
I'm always thinking that this is going to be Glover's last fight. And he seems to be getting better with age somehow.
Yeah.
But I like Cutelaba.
Chupacabra?
Yeah.
How is that not his nickname? It's the Hulk. I don't know, man. He's one of those
I mean, Glover's got to be 60 years
sneaky
old.
Sneaky fucking Russian, so... Or Moldovan, whatever he is.
Who?
Same difference.
Who, Glover?
Chupacabra.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like him.
Yeah, and Glover's old.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
I thought Glover was done with Phil Davis.
He's looked good in his last, I think, what, 2 fights?
He won his last fight.
And he looked really good in it, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't trust Glover anymore.
He's exactly because he's old.
I can't trust him.
Yeah, he was like Chuck Liddell's babysitter back in the day. I mean, he's ridiculously old. Yeah,
but he could wow us. He could wow us.
He could, especially because like I don't know that much about Cutelaba.
Yeah,
except that he's like jacked.
He's like
right?
a sambo. Yeah, sambo judo guy. One of those another Russian.
What is
bear,
it about
dude?
These fucking it's Dagestani these, guys? I mean, yeah. they have like uber bears over there.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you know what it is. It's the long winters. There's nothing to do but train.
It's all winter.
That's what I'm saying.
Always, yeah.
You know, it's that way up in like Alaska.
You stay
like they
warm?
Have,
yeah.
like everybody in Alaska is either an alcoholic or a bodybuilder.
Right.
It's true because
right.
one of the
pick.
Two has to keep you warm for that entire 11
also,
months of the year.
They also take care of your family over there if you're a fighter. Like they take care of all your family.
Oh, yeah.
If you do well in fighting. They like put your family through school and like
right.
Buy
so there's incentive,
yeah,
right,
huge
oh,
incentive.
Sure.
But yeah, but it's the winter, man.
That and that's I mean, but that's also that's
something.
The sport. Right,
what do you think
there?
About MMA like, and the Olympics? By
like,
the way,
oh, is, I'd love to see MMA.
Is dominating other humans
exactly?
Do you think that would really? Do you think that's really gonna work
you.
Though? I mean, do you really
no.
think America's gonna like people are gonna tune in to watch like these crazy fights at the Olympics level?
No, they won't.
They're talking
and,
about it.
And
what MMA
in the Olympics?
They should have it.
They couldn't have it because the judging is piss poor now, and I can't imagine what it would be in the corrupt-ass Olympics. So.
Listen, they have curling. Okay, if you're gonna keep around some shit like that, you might as well add some shit like that. I mean, remember the year they added beach volleyball? You know, yeah, well, that wasn't a thing.
The thing.
It turned out to be a fan favorite. Those
asses. Here's the problem with MMA.
The girls are hot too.
As opposed to other combat sports, like there's points in wrestling, there's points in jiu-jitsu, there's arguably points in boxing if you're doing amateur, which is what the Olympics do. Kickboxing, you can add
points.
That's
what I'm saying. Like boxing, no one gets knocked out in the Olympics, really, because they have headgear.
And not anymore.
Really?
Oh, they took the headgear away.
Nice.
Not for the women. But for the men, they took the headgear away.
When?
Yeah. Last Olympics.
Oh. I would have taken it away from the women first. Knock some sense into them. No, I'm kidding. Take that out of context.
They took the headgear away.
Welcome back to Coming Back to Huntley.
Now all I can think of is that fucking joke. That fucking, what do you tell a woman with two black eyes joke?
Yeah, nothing. You already told it twice.
All right, what else? What are the fights we got here?
But I don't think MMA would work in the Olympics because there would be no agreement on what's worth what. You know, what is a leg kick worth more than a face punch? Is a takedown worth more than a throw? Like,
but they have nothing else to do but to work that out.
What country would win though?
The U.S.
Brazil.
The U.S.?
The U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on who in the U.S. would actually go out
for it.
Do you
think it has to do what the host country is?
Well, no, because it also, like, they don't pay. So people are going to be like,
actually,
well, I'm not getting...
Russia.
People are going to say...
I'm going to take Russia.
So people are going to say, I'm not going to get hurt for free.
I would take Brazil.
Right.
So except for Dagestan, they might... The Dagestan would win,
probably. We'll take all fights.
I am amateur. Although now you don't have to be an amateur. You can be a pro.
But you don't get paid, though.
Well, I think you do get something if you win.
Yeah, but not...
You get like $3,000.
Right.
Really?
You
probably get like an endorsement deal.
No, you, from the federal government. I think you get like $3,000 for a gold and like $2,000 for silver.
But do you think that like guys
something
are
like
going
to...
Who's going to risk
that's
that?
That's right. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that...
But who's going to risk
start
it?
Start training for the Olympics.
Somebody who just wants exposure.
I'm saying, so we're not going to get our best guys...
I don't know. A lot of guys would want to fight for
a lot of guys would
want to play
for
the country.
Dude,
exactly.
Colby Covington.
Yeah.
If Colby Covington didn't fight in the fucking Olympics for the United States of America,
by the way,
he loses all credibility. All credibility goes out the window.
By the way, people, if you want to listen to a crazy interview, okay, I interviewed Colby Covington last week. It's on my Rockfin/Adam Hunter. Endorse me. You can listen to it. It is the most offensive interview you'll ever hear. The Colby. I mean, he goes off on Khabib saying he wears his girlfriend on his head, like, because she's a sheep.
Right.
Like, just, it just keeps going. It just, but make sure you.
Ali's really going to like you now.
Oh, he goes off on Ali. He goes, Ali Abdul Aziz. He calls him Ben Ass Cream.
By the way.
Boom. Roasted.
Yeah. Go on. You can hear his
ben
thoughts
ass
on
cream.
You can hear his thoughts on illegal immigrants and more. All if you tune into.
Adam Hunter / Rockfin.
No, Rockfin.
Rockfin / Rockfin.
Jeez, wait a second. Everyone's going to be like, I can't
My
find
bad.
It.
My bad.
I'm on adamhunter.com right now.
Okay, what other fights we got?
We have. Rockfin, Adam Hunter.
Yes.
John Lineker, Corey Sandhagen.
Ooh, that Sandhagen
kid.
That's
a banger. I love him.
He like you can't submit that guy.
No. Which is good for John Lineker because he throws cement blocks.
Yeah.
Fists.
I like Lineker in that one.
I do like Lineker in that one. I think he's just a little past Sandhagen's.
Is that 135?
Sandhagen's level. Yep. Yep.
So he won't miss weight?
35. Yes, it's at 35. I mean, who knows? When's the last time John Lineker fought?
It's been a while.
Because he was supposed to fight, and then he dropped out, or his opponent dropped out.
Yeah, I think he sneezed and knocked himself out. That's how hard he hits.
Brian Kelleher at UFC 224, so a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
His last fight.
It's been a while.
And he knocked him out. And he beat Marlon Vera first, or before that. So I'm going Lineker. I'm going Lineker. Hopefully he hasn't lost the pep in his step over the last year. But
and what else we got?
Why would it take a year to get a fight? Was he injured or something?
He had a fight scheduled.
I think he had a fight scheduled but had to pull out.
Okay.
Yeah. Roosevelt, whoever that is.
I'm like you. These guys pull out.
Ben Saunders, Tekashi Sato.
You're the one with a baby.
I used to never pull out chicks.
I pull out all the time. I'm great at it. I'm an expert puller-outer.
My pull-out game, even pull-out before game your is 100.
Yeah.
Even before. Oh, I would just like.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That, are you kidding? That like, was, I
really?
Relied on it.
But you use condoms, right?
Not back in the day, no.
Ever?
It depends if I if she graduated.
I mean, I don't. I'd like, it's
I mean, she's older.
A handful of times.
Like,
what the, boy, what did you just?
I mean, that's
you
saying,
welcome to not, coming back to haunt me.
Not that she was young. I'm saying that like if she was like 30s but didn't have a high
like
school
you
degree.
Only use condoms no. with kids in high
no,
school.
No, if she had a high school degree is what I meant. All right, that's what I meant. Like if not that she was still in high school or still young. You know what the fuck I meant? She
no,
was,
I don't.
He also was in high school.
I've never been with anybody underage unless I was underage as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Good save.
Boom.
Boom. Roasted myself.
Go.
All right. We got Ben Saunders, Tekashi Sato. I don't really know anything about
Tekashi. I hope
Tekashi,
Saunders wins. He's such a nice guy. Remember we hung out with him?
Yeah.
We had him and Cleo on, right?
Yeah.
What was his last... Was his last fight...
Alan
Joban?
I think he got knocked out after that, too.
No, it definitely was not. He beat Jake Ellenberger, and then he lost twice.
Yeah.
That's about the tail. That's the way his career goes.
Sergio Moraes and Lyman Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it is kind of the way his career goes.
Yeah.
He's always been
always
up and,
been
up and down. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he has the physical ability. Just something happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about this Sato guy. I know he's like, what, 10-2 or something? Or 0-2.
What else?
According to his.
I believe it's pronounced Sato.
And then what else we got?
And I believe he was the villain in Karate Kid 2.
No, he was not.
Was he?
First Sato? You face your father, then you see me. Sato.
They're bringing back the villains I heard Sato. from Karate Kid 3 into the new one.
Into Cobra Kai?
Yeah. Remember that? Remember that guy?
Is Hilary Swank going to make an appearance, I wonder?
No. That was that.
Oh, was she Karate Kid 3? The next Karate Kid
4. She was Karate Kid 4.
First there was the blonde girl.
That was the worst one. I didn't even see that.
That was Hilary Swank. There was only one girl one.
Then it wasn't Hilary Swank.
It was Hilary Swank. She played the... No, it wasn't. She was the Karate Kid. They tried to make it with a girl.
She was the Karate Kid.
Had nothing to do with Ralph
Macchio.
Karate
Kid 4 was Hilary Swank.
So who was
Academy Award winner?
Who was Karate
Kid? Hilary Swank.
No, Karate Kid 1 was Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
Karate Kid 2 was that hot Asian girl. Karate Kid 3, was there a love interest?
I thought it was about a girl.
It was. It was the little Japanese girl, right? Where he's like in Japan.
No, that's
or
that
was the
second one.
That was the second one.
I haven't watched Karate Kid in a long time.
That was the second one. 3, I thought it was called like the next Karate Kid. And it was.
Oh, maybe it was. It was.
No,
that was the third one.
No,
it was the name of the girl. It was like
Kill 1, 2, and 3.
That was 4.
Oh, no. That was 4.
The third one was like where he like, the bad guy, the Karate
Kid
guy like. Was like charming guy was like, oh, I'll train you, and he kept telling him to do the leg sweep, and it was like the biggest bullshit. And then he opened up his own dojo, and then at the end, that guy from the first one came back, and they were
in cahoots
or something. And
gosh, like, I must have
first it was teacher to student, then it was father to son, now it's man to man.
Yeah,
Karate Kid Part 3.
Awful.
Yeah,
no, it was actually kind of good.
So now it's man on man. 4 was Hilary Swank, dude,
and then 5 was
the next Karate Kid.
The next Karate Kid, it was Hilary Swank.
Yes,
yeah, and then it was. Jaden Smith.
I thought it was somebody else.
That was the worst one.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
so terrible. Because he looked like he was like 9 years old, and they're trying to build in a bit of a love interest. It's like, I don't want to see these children kiss.
Hilary Swank.
It is Hilary Swank. I don't know why I thought it was. I don't know. Who's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway.
Somebody else.
She was in it too?
No.
Oh. Like Hilary Duff or something.
Oh, I'm looking at this like still shot from it. It's awful. She's doing a palm strike into a pad, and she just looks like. She has no idea.
Yeah, you know what?
Like, she didn't train at all.
There are certain
the movie.
Movies that, like, in franchises
Sorry,
that you just forget. Like in Rocky and Creed, they just forget Rocky V. It's almost like Tommy Morrison never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But well, who knows Rocky V?
Successful of all the Rocky movies.
But it wasn't bad.
Well, it came after
terrible.
Rocky IV.
It wasn't bad.
How are you going to come after Rocky IV?
Exactly.
It was not bad. I'll still watch it if it's on TV.
No, not me.
Rocky IV, the last time we beat Dagestan.
Rocky V wasn't bad. Ugh. Tommy Gunn. The thing was that they never fought in the ring because his whole thing was.
Yeah,
bad.
They fought on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Stupid.
It was a stupid, terrible movie.
I liked it.
Stupid. No
you ever,
one
you ever
should
watch
have
a 30 for 30 with Tommy Morrison?
No.
Oh my God. You want to like be depressed and like jaw on the floor? Watch 30 for 30 with Tommy Morrison. That dude had like 10 girlfriends, was fucking like 11 girls like in an afternoon.
Oh, I
like,
definitely feel bad for him.
Talk about letting a fame get to his head. And then after he got AIDS, he was like, refused to believe it.
And didn't he like get AIDS? Like he discovered he got AIDS because he was testing for a fight?
Yeah, but then
it was like a blood test he had to take for a fight. And they're like, we did it, sir. Can you step in?
I think he might have known before that he was getting like pec implants. And but his like whole family were like gypsy boxers. Like, he never went to high school. They just went from town to town fighting.
It's like Tyson
people.
Fury.
Yeah, but not in like where they're from, like in Mississippi or something. Like it was like you kind of
so gypsy hillbilly boxers.
Yeah, okay. It was crazy.
Listen, you find a niche.
But after Rocky IV, he blew up. Holy shit!
Yeah, he did absolutely.
He beat George Foreman. That was the best fight he had.
But wasn't George like 48 years old?
Yeah, but George won the title after that. He still knocked out Michael Moore after he loads into Tommy Morrison.
It's also a testament to how few good athletes are in the heavyweight division of anything.
But yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look at what we got here. You know, in the UFC, you think these guys would be going, oh, my God, this is an open field. I should go into the... Nah, nobody goes into it.
Yeah. All right.
Got to keep recycling.
All right. So anything other of interest here? Or we'll go
Arlovski.
Is fighting who?
Arlovski's fighting Augusto Sakai.
Let's wheel out
he's
Arlovski.
He's a contender series guy. I think Arlovski's going to take it to him.
Really?
I can't go against.
He's
Andre
doing great. He's going to ATT.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's like a brand new back to old Arlovski, just savage.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then Bellator has good fights this week. John Fitch is fighting, right?
Yes. Rory McDonald. Yeah.
That should be a good fight.
Should be a good fight.
That's the only one I actually know.
And then I think
that could be the best fight of the weekend.
And then Phil Davis is on the card. He's fighting a guy that he beat. I think the guy from England. The guy, what's his name? I think he's fighting Linton Vassell, I'm pretty sure. The Bellator card. You don't see it on your phone?
No.
It's a pretty good card.
I don't.
MMA junkie.
You gotta get a little internet booster out here or something.
Yeah. It's a good card.
Lima's fighting.
Who's he fighting?
Ilima Leigh McFarlane.
Oh, she's a little hottie from Hawaii.
She's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah.
She's fighting Veda Ortega.
She should win.
Ortega?
What's her
record?
Was
she in the UFC?
I guess 1-0.
5-2.
5-2.
Oh, that's not bad. She's got some fights. Okay.
Ilima's 9-0. And she looks pretty unstoppable. I think most of her wins are finishes, if I'm not mistaken. But I could be wrong.
But and then May 9th, everyone, the PFL is back. I'm working with them again.
Nice.
PFL. It's the best tournament in all sports. Doesn't matter how many.
Are they the million-dollar prize ones?
They're giving out six different weight classes.
Who won the $1 million last time?
A lot of people. Lance Palmer.
Oh, okay, nice.
Walked away with $1 million.
Because I remember you were like telling everybody, why aren't you over at PFL?
They should be. Sean O'Connell won $1 million, the announcer.
There you go.
Put the guns down. Lewis Taylor won $1 million.
Wow.
These guys are all back. They could do it again.
Yeah.
And
they can compete again for the $1 million again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I would have thought you'd be eliminated, but no.
No. They're like, fuck it.
I don't know.
And then they had the first ever women's 155-pound division.
Awesome.
Which that girl, Kayla's in it.
For Kayla Harrison.
And Sarah, but also Sarah Kaufman's in it.
Oh, awesome.
So,
that's
I don't know.
That's a fight I want to see.
Yeah.
Let's get it back. Run it back, Sarah Kaufman.
Sarah Kaufman could do it.
Judo versus wrestling.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can do it this time.
Yeah. So, it's a good. I'm excited for the PFL. So, what do you got coming up, Greg?
I'm in town for 2 weeks before I go back to Vegas. So I'm just chilling. I emailed my agents today, and I'm like, hey, you might want to send me out for stuff this week because I'm going to be gone for most of May. So
why?
Vegas, the 6th and the 12th, and then I get married on the 14th and leave for Europe on the 15th.
Nice.
So
you're getting married. Why don't you just do the whole drive-through wedding? You don't get out of your car. It's $25.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to kiss my wife.
But don't we have to go to Vegas for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
It could be fun. All right.
Why not? Vegas is better than the court.
Don't you have a podcast?
Same difference.
Don't you have a podcast?
My fantasy football podcast? Yeah, I'm not doing much with it right now because it's off season. Although I am going to do the NFL draft is this Thursday. So then I will actually next week do an episode, the post-draft free agency wrap-up.
How are the Jets going to do this year?
you know, the Jets might do better than expected because they have Le'Veon Bell, you know, and with Le'Veon Bell, kind of everything changes. The question isn't how good are the Jets. The question is how good is Le'Veon going to be? Because they'll be as good as he is.
Because he didn't play last year.
He's rested, which we've seen sometimes when a guy takes a year off, his body heals and he comes back even better than he was before. So literally, he is the kind of guy that could carry the Jets to potentially, you know, seven, eight wins, which is still a huge, you know, achievement versus what they've done in the past. So so that's the big question with the Jets is how good is Le'Veon going to be on that team? And that opens up their whole game.
Is he in his prime?
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about football.
Well, he is, and he's rested a full year, and he's looking for revenge. So, I mean, he might be just a beast that carries that team. But again, they won't make the playoffs. But, I mean, he could have a phenomenal 1,200-yard season.
I actually played football in high school, like my senior year.
Really?
Because I was on the soccer team.
At 93 pounds?
He was the powder puff.
I was a nose tackle. I was 140.
Private schools.
No, first of all, we had two nose tackles line up against against the center. And I would just shoot the gap.
Right.
Because
the A gap.
Nobody would ever, like, they're like, oh, this guy's not going to do anything. And I had, like, so many tackles just from, like, basically just.
Well, you had wrestling technique.
Yeah, I would just quickly just go through there and just look and be like, oh, get the guy with the ball. Yeah. Like, I really don't even know any plays. I don't even know any of the positions. All I knew, because what happened was I played soccer. I was varsity soccer for 3 years. Like, I got slower. I got progressively worse every year. I was the slowest kid on my team. And I was going from 125 to 140. So I needed to get strength. So I played football. I got so much stronger just being on the line. Like, if you have kids in high school or something and you want them to get stronger for wrestling, put them on the line in football. I got just so much stronger.
Yeah, just pushing, like, all for 40 minutes, just pushing against somebody.
Oh, my God. It was the best thing for me. But I still don't know one play. I was like
well, that's the beauty of defense.
I was like the water boy.
I love playing defense.
Well, they gave you one job, and you just had to do that. And they're like, line up right there and run through the line and get the guy. So that was it.
One of my favorite
why teach you plays?
One of my favorite things ever, though, was like I was actually playing. I was playing cornerback for one. This guy was, and the quarterback was running, and I hit him so it was like in practice, and I hit him so hard, right? I just was like just crushed him, and they were like Greenberg. Go on offense, right? Because, like, they were afraid I was going to hurt the quarterback.
There it is.
Hey. They were like, Greenberg, go on offense. So I got to go on offense in the huddle and see the guy that I just hit. So they're like, so I saw him limping back, and I did that hit. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you felt good about that. It made you feel like a man.
Yeah, except that it was, like, my own teammate.
Yeah, good work.
But anyway, so listen, people, go to adamhunter.com. If you buy anything on Amazon, go to adamhunter.com first. Click on the Amazon banner. And then it's also Rockfin, okay? Rockfin, I'm putting at least 2, if not 3, extra podcasts up per week, all right? Last week we did Pearl Gonzalez. We had Colby Covington. We had B-Win, the Killer B, okay? We had it was a great podcast today. I had Anthony Burchek on, who's doing, he's got a big jiu-jitsu thing coming up, and he's killing it in combate. Sean McCorkle, who goes off on Brendan Schaub's comedy. He pulls no punches. It's only $10 a month, okay, to support me, supporting me, supporting the podcast, okay? And I'm going to put up every single set I do the next night on Rockfin. So I tell the crowd. Nice. So you could watch my comedy evolve from now. I'm putting an hour up a night on Rockfin on the road. So everything. So go to rockfin.com/Adam Hunter. You can cancel anytime. So if you join and you go, this sucks, you just cancel a week later if you don't like it. But you also get Ben Askren stuff. You get Nick Diaz's stuff. You get Aaron Weinbaum stuff. I think John Jones, are talking to him about having a channel. Who knows what's going to go on there? Chael Sonnen. And
bunch of blow.
And a lot of stuff. And then comedians, Graham Elwood. And
a lot of blow. A
lot of blow.
So, yes.
Maybe some PEDs.
Coming up, I will be in... Chehalis, Washington, this Saturday night at the...
it's pronounced Cialis.
Cialis, really? Oh. I have believed you. I will be in New York City at the Gotham Comedy Club May 16th, the West Side Comedy Club.
That's when you go to New York.
17th and 18th, yes. And then I will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club end of May. And I'm at... Lake Havasu, May 11th and 12th. And then in June, I will be in Minnesota, House of Comedy. In July, I'll be at the Stratosphere, as well as Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club. So, Tyler, what do you got?
Jiu-Jitsu Tuesdays and Thursdays at Braxton, 7 o'clock in the Gi with me. And that's it.
Well, thank you guys so much.
That's
my life,
need.
Baby.
You
thank you guys so much. You guys are the best. Take care.
Trap songs and trap don'ts. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөрбөлэн. Та дэс дуутан дөрбөлэн бүрүүлээ.